Genesis 1. I believe everybody should find that pretty easy. And today we're going to read a couple verses out of here. The first four, and then we'll skip down to 14 and we'll read 14 through 18. But we're going to preach on the second part of our theme for this year. And of course, salt and light. We've obviously preached about it. And we talked about how the source, where it came from, and then our Savior, and then the Scriptures, and then the services, and things that will help us there. But today we're going to preach about the light, and of course, I wanted to go back to where it came from. Right now we have different types of lights. We're using lights right now, and sorry about these bright ones right here hitting on this, and some of you might want to wear sunglasses because of that, but it does help us to see, helps us to be able to find our place and things like that. There's not very many places to find to sit right now, pretty full, so I'm excited about that. But light helps us, and when I came here this morning, I didn't really need them, but I had them on just for safety's sake and to see if a deer might have been out there swimming across the road. But anyway, so I was using light. It helps get you where you're going. It does a lot of things. And of course, my boys, they I guess nicknamed me the electricity or the light police at my house. And because if you're paying for that electricity, I don't want their ceiling fan and their bedside table lamp on and their light on all day long while they're going to school. I would say turn them off. And goodness gracious. And so light does help. And where it came from is God created it. And that's what we're going to look at today. So let's look at Genesis 1. We'll read verses 1 through 4. And it says, in the beginning, God. And obviously, four great words right there. In the beginning, God. So there's nothing ever before God. There will be nothing after God. God is always and God has always been. But in the beginning of time as we know it, right, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And so, people that don't believe in Him, they're living on a ball that He created. And then, hopefully they'll learn to believe in Him before the end of their life, because there's only two places to go. And God didn't want any of them to go to hell because He didn't put it right there. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Hell was not mentioned in the first verse of the Bible. So He did not create it for anybody. All right, so all these wackadoos out there that say God created some for heaven and God created some for hell, wrong answer. First statement in the Bible. In the beginning, God created heaven and hell and the earth. That might have been a true statement. But it's not. He didn't put it right there. He had to create hell later, and we're going to see it in a little while, for the devil and his angels that turned into demons. All right, now the Bible does say it has to be enlarged daily, because people won't believe in Him and won't accept His Son. But He did not create it for anybody. So in the beginning, sorry I got off on a little tangent there, we're talking about light today, not hell. But anyway, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and here it is, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And so there wasn't a flashlight, there wasn't a lantern, there wasn't a candlelight. There wasn't a sun, there wasn't a moon, there wasn't a star. There was no source of light at this time. I mean, it was like some of you have been in caves before, and the cave guide said, okay, we're going to turn the light off. Now move your hand in front of your face, and you're going, and you can't see anything. Why? Because there's no light down there. It's dark. That's the way it was in the beginning. But in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And obviously there was waters there and things like that. Then it says here, and the Spirit of God. So here we are, God the Father and God the Holy Spirit mentioned in the first verse of the Bible. Obviously in a minute it was to let us make man in our own image. So all three of them are mentioned. But the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And here it is, and God said, let there be light. And it says, and there was light. So in other words, whatever God said, it happened. Whatever God said to do, whatever He told to do it, obeyed. And so He said, let there be light. And of course, all of you scientific people and planet people and people that listen in school, right, you know how far away the sun is, you know how big around it is, and you know what all it does. But God is the one that told it to be light. And the sun said, "Sir, yes, sir." And the sun has been doing what God told it to do since that time. Now, there's some days like this this morning, it was up there, but we couldn't see it. All right, but it was doing its job. And so there's things in this world that gets in the way of things doing its job. I think you know that I'm setting you up, okay? All right, because we're commanded to be the light. But there's things that'll get in our way to keep us from being the light. But the sun, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, and it's been doing it since ever since. And it says here, and God saw the light, it was good. And here it is. There was a reason for the light. And then it says, and God divided the light from the darkness. And when we get to this light here in a minute, there's a great gulf fixed. There's a division that God divides. So God said, hey, let there be light. That's where it came from. And the sun popped up, started shining, and it's been doing it ever since. Global warming's not going to mess it up. It's not going to ever lose its source, lose its power. Why? Because God said, let there be light. There's going to be light until God destroys it. So, it's there. Let's skip down to verse 14. And God said, let there be lights, plural, in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And so obviously, we talked about birthdays a few minutes ago. Some people say I have OCD. I say I have TMB, right? Sometimes too many birthdays. That way I forget. But anyway, we see here that that's what God did. He started it so that sun would go up. And it doesn't go down. We just turn from it, obviously. And so forth. But the lights, plural, the moon was developed here. And we'll see the stars were developed here. And just like the sun, the moon's been doing, sir, yes, sir, what God told it to do from this time. And will not stop doing what God told it to do till He says it's over. Then He says He's going to create some stars. It goes in and says, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16, and God said, or God made two great lights. The lesser light to rule the night, and he made stars also. And so we know that the sun is the greater of the light. S-O-N is the greater of the lights. In a minute, we'll see this. Just like the sun, S-U-N, is the greater. The moon is the lesser. Those two lights, I don't know if you like types in the Bible or symbols in the Bible, but of course, this is a type of the greater light, the S-O-N. And the Bible commands us to be lights. We're the lesser of the lights. But God uses them both. And that's where we're heading. But anyway, it says here that He said, He made the stars also, verse 17, and God set them in the firmament. And so, again, there's a lot of scams out there today. Craigslist scams, Facebook Marketplace scams, mail scams, not men, but mail, like in the mail, all right, M-A-I-L. All right, there's mail scams. You need to pay this off or we're going to arrest you and send you to jail. I had a friend that said, hey, can I borrow some money? Why? Because I got this letter, and if I don't pay this, I'm going to jail. I was like, dude, seriously? All right, there's scams out there. And there's scams on this right here that you can actually name a star after somebody. It's already been done. Just read the Bible. All right, God named them. All right, and He set them where He wanted them to. So just like He said, sun, hey, let there be light. Yes, sir. In the nighttime, hey, moon, let there be light. Yes, sir. Hey, stars, I want you to glimmer and shimmer and things like that. So I'm going to put you, and there's you can't count them all. But God set them in the place, and we're going to see that in a minute. He set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. To give light upon the earth. That's a novel idea. Verse 18, and to rule over. In other words, the principle I'm going to head to on this one is God gave us rule over. Dominion, the Bible calls it. Right? But He also wants us to rule over the light being shed. At nighttime, the moon's in charge, whatever portion of it you see. And the stars are in charge of giving light to this earth. During the daytime, the sun is. And so, we're commanded to be a light too, and we're placed where God wanted us to shine, just like the sun, and just like the moon, and just like the stars, and then He gave us rule over that. In other words, if we don't do it, what did He say when He went to heaven to His disciples? Greater things you can do than I. And I mean, He was God. Right? But He was limited to 33 and a half years on the earth, but basically 3.5 years to get the gospel out. He said, you've got the rest of your life to shine. You're in charge of it. You've got to get it out. You've got to get the light out. So it says He did that, let them rule the day and over the night, and to divide the light and the darkness. And God said that it was good. So, we're going to set this stage and then we'll go to the New Testament. Genesis 1:1-4 says, in the beginning, God, He created the heaven and the earth. We already talked about that. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And He divided it from the darkness and the light, and it's been doing it ever since. Verses 14, God says, let there be lights, plural, and He divided the day and the night. And God made the two great lights, the greater light in the morning, in the day, the lesser light in the night. And He made stars also, and He set them in place to have rule over the earth. So God saw that it was good. So, we see here the sun, the moon, the stars, all of them started when God said to start shining, and they've been shining ever since. Now, we could follow all kinds of stuff right here in the same book. Because not only did God create that, the sun, and create the moon and the stars, He also created some other things. He said that day, He said, hey, heaven, He told heaven what to do. And heaven's been doing it ever since. He told the earth what to do and what size to be and how He divided the waters and the firmament and things in the land. And it's been doing it ever since. He told the waters what to do, and they've been doing it ever since. He told the lights what to do, and they've been doing it ever since. He told the grass and the herb what to do, and they've been doing it ever since. He told the fruit trees what to do, and they've been doing it ever since, except a few places in the Bible. God walked up and there was a fig tree there, and it was told to produce fruit, but then it wasn't. And God cursed it and said, there's places in the Bible where it says, hey, you chop this thing down, throw it in the fire, and let's put another tree right there that will do what it's told. So we see the fowl of the air was told by God what to do, and they've been doing it ever since. The fish of the sea were told what to do by God, and they've been doing it ever since. The beast of the field was told by God what to do, and they've been doing it ever since. And then, if you go all the way through that statement, save the best for last, this could be used. And God saved the best for last when He was creating. And they said, let us make man in our own image. And the only difference between us and a fish, and us and a bird, and us and a beast, us and things like that, He created us with a free will and choice. He didn't create them with a free will and choice. Birds supposed to do bird things till they're gone. Fish supposed to do fish things till they're gone. Beasts are supposed to do beast things till they're gone. But the man was commanded, just like the sun, and just like the moon, and just like the stars, to shine. But He gave us a choice whether to do it or not. And I wish to God, and I'm on the negative side of this too, I wish to God, just like I said, the sun's been shining ever since. The birds been flying ever since. The fish been swimming ever since. But man was told to shine. And a lot of mankind not been doing it. Not. Why? Because we have the choice whether to do it or not. So mankind has been disobedient. And they haven't been doing it ever since. So God told the sun to shine, been doing it. Moon shine, been doing it. Stars shine, been doing it. God told everything to do what it's doing, and it's been doing it ever since except man. God told man, ye are the light of the world. And some just don't shine. The Bible gives an example. Some hide it under a bushel so it can't be seen. Some, they hit and miss. You know, you've got that flashlight, and you turn it on, and boy, for about three or four days, it's just bright, and all of a sudden, you have to give it a hit. Say, oh, there it is back. And it's hit and miss. That's the way man is. Now let's look at Matthew 5. Matthew 5. We're going to look at a comparison, basically, where light came from, let there be light, and our commandment to be light. And we'll go through the outline, and we'll be finished shortly. So Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Matthew 5, 14 through 16, verse 14 says this, ye, and that's all of us, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be the light of the world so everybody can see. Then it says here, let your light shine a little bit. Shine every once in a while. Shine when you feel like it. No, let your light so shine. And you do a study on that so. I mean, the most famous one is God so loved the world. And the same thing here. Let your light so shine. I mean, it's supposed to be bright. And again, if the world's dark, and we know it is, I mean, the darker the world, the brighter the light. That's what we're supposed to let our light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we're all commanded, if we're a Christian, we're all commanded to shine. Now, Matthew 8:27 is the account where he's sleeping in the bottom of the boat. And, of course, there's a storm comes up, and the disciples, they're fishermen, and they've driven boats and things like this, and so they start messing with the sails, and they start messing with the paddles, and they, well, we got this, and things like that. And they realize they didn't have it, and they went down and woke Jesus up, and Jesus came out there and said, hey, wind, peace be still. And they did. And those guys were like, what manner of man? That even the wind obeys Him. So we could go back to the whole list. The sun obeys Him. The moon obeys Him. The stars obey Him. The fish, the fowl, the beast. They all obey Him. What gives us a right not to obey? We have seen a lot of things that have obeyed God. But God created us with a free will and choice. All things that God created have responsibilities and obligations. Everything that God created has a responsibility and an obligation. All right, this morning, whenever it did come up, I don't know the exact time, the sun wasn't late. It's just been obeying God ever since. Day in, day out, day in, day out. Just being obedient. That's His responsibility. He's obligated. Why? Because God created him, or the Son, to be the Son. And so Christians are created by God to be the light of the world. God made everything on purpose and for a purpose. He made the fish to swim in the sea and the birds to fly in the air. Now I know you say, oh, I've seen flying fish. I've seen birds dive down and go in, things like that. I get it. There's some crossover there. All right, but most birds stay in the air. Most fish stay in the sea. They're just being obedient. So, we see here He made us to walk in the light as He is in the light, 1 John 1:7, and to have fellowship with light, not darkness. He created us that way. Let your light shine, Matthew 5:14, to get into heaven one day. That's the only way that anybody's going to get there. He gave us rule over that. He's not going to save them unless the light is shed. The gospel is given. So we have to do our part to shine. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God wants the light given to everybody. The only way that they will all come to that is to let our light shine. God did not make anyone for hell. He made the devil and his angels for hell. That's found in Matthew 25:41. That's where He created hell. It wasn't in Genesis 1:1. It's in Matthew 25:41. And hell was created for the devil and his angels. So if anyone dies and goes there, all right, they're going to be an intruder. It wasn't created for them. But it's because the light didn't get shined. Or the light did get shined and they rejected it. Either one. Horrible situation. So remember, there's two lights. The greater and the lesser. John 8:12. Listen to this verse. And Jesus spake again. So this is Jesus talking. If you have a red letter edition in John 8:12, it'll be red letters. It says here, and Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. So Jesus said that. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So the greater light, the sun, S-O-N, says, I am the light of the world. But then in Matthew 5:14, He says, ye are the light of the world. So we have responsibility to be light just like He's light. Now, He's the greater light, but us lesser lights are supposed to shine. So shine, the Bible says. Where He put us. And the Bible talks about those stars. In Daniel 12:3, it says this, and they, talking about the people of God, that be wise, here it is, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. So it's talking about how we're supposed to shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So God likens us to those stars in our place, shining. And we will turn many to righteousness. Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls is wise. John 12:32, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. So, just like the sun was commanded to let there be light, we are commanded, ye are the light, and so shine. And so let's look at the outline. Number one, all we have to do is tell them about the greater light. And we get scientific, and the only parts of the moon you see is where the sun's reflecting on it and all that kind of stuff. Same thing here. The only way we can be any use is if the S-O-N is shining on us and through us. But we need to do our part. So Jesus, number one, point and outline, Jesus is the light of the world, or the light of the intellectual world. Intellectual world. That leaves me out of it, okay? I'm just kidding. All right? But Jesus is the light of the intellectual world. The people that are intellectual and they think they're too smart for God, are they just, there was a big bang out there, or are they just evolved and they're intellectual and this, they try to prove things by, proof instead of just accepting by faith that God did it? All right, this intellectual world. What they need is they need the light because they're in darkness. They think they got here by a big bang. They think they got here by evolving, but they got here because God created them. So they need the light. Now, we've talked about this before, but God put, when He created us, He gave us all that measure of faith, the Bible says. So even the ones that are trying to be so intellectual that they think God out of the picture, what they need is the light. And sometimes, the Bible talks about, and we'll read it in just a minute, the foolishness of man, or the foolishness of preaching. Smarter than that intellectual person. The Bible says, woe to those that leave Jesus out of their scholarship and philosophy. Now, that's paraphrased, but woe. And you look up the woes in the Bible. The person that has God, does not have God in his mind, does not have God in his scholarship, does not have God in his philosophy, the Bible says, woe! You're heading in a dark hole. And what we're supposed to do is shed some light on it. So, no. Don't do that. All right? 1 Corinthians 1:20-21, it says this, Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? So if this world is going through saying, oh, there's no God, there's supposed to be a disputer. Oh, no, I dispute that. In the beginning, God. All right? God created me, God saved me, God has blessed me. We're supposed to dispute. All right? We're supposed to be the disputer. Dispute that. Don't let people be so intellectual that they can just put God out of the picture. Dispute it. It says here, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? That's what we're supposed to do. It's all right. Now look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to say you're a dummy. But if you believe what you believe, you are going to die and go to hell. You are going to be the one that the Bible says hell has to be enlarged for. I get it, you're an intellectual. I get it, you're smart. I get it, you have so many degrees behind your name, they can call you a thermometer. I get that. You're smart. Okay, but I'm here to dispute that. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to die and go to hell with all your degrees. You're going to die and go to hell with all your smarts. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be the light. Dispute the fact that they are too smart for God. Verse 21, it says this, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." So us as the light, we're supposed to dispute that intellectual world and say, look, you're not getting to heaven. You don't just live and die and they bury you out in the backyard by Fido and that's it. Hey, no. After this, the judgment, the Bible says. Dispute. Be the light. The light disputes the darkness. I'm shedding the light on the intellectual world. And if you believe, you'll be over here in the light in heaven. If you don't, you'll be over here in the dark in hell. Us as the light are supposed to dispute. Now, so Jesus is the light of the intellectual world. Next, and this one's running rampant these days. And just like Jesus doesn't look like Jesus is in the intellectual world, it definitely doesn't look like He's in this world. Jesus is the light of the social world. Jesus is the light of the social world. Social world is crazy today. You can be on this thing for hours upon hours and upon hours and get nothing good done. Okay? Just social, social, social. I got it. But we're supposed to be the light of the world. Now again, I'm not saying grab porta pulpit, go get people in headlocks, and start ripping their faces off. No. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to have compassion. And so we are to be the light of the world. So the Bible also says, woe to those that leave Jesus out of their society. Woe to the ones that leave Him out of His scholarship. But also, woe to those that leave Jesus out of society. In other words, in their life, there's work, there's fun, there's family, there's sports, just go on down the list. Their society, their social life is packed. But God's nowhere in the picture. That's where we're commanded, hey, let your light so shine in this social world. Take advantage. The Bible says in Luke 10, 11 through 16, I'm basically going to paraphrase those verses, but Jesus said in these verses, He says, basically, wipe the dust of your city off of us. Now, there's other places the Bible says the disciples wiped the dust off their feet and went to the next town. Why? Because socially, they would, I don't want to hear it. Get your gospel, get your Jesus, get out of here. And went to the next town. So, Jesus in Luke 10 through 11 through 16 says, and Jesus said, wipe the dust off of yourself, get out of that city, and it will be more tolerable for Sodom, ever heard of that place? And Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. So society, they don't want our light. They don't want our Savior. But we're commanded to shine and try to give it to them. But if they reject, if you look over in Ezekiel, talk about that watchman on the wall. If he told, hey, the enemy's coming, oh, I'm going to stay in the bed. And they died, it would be on that person. But if the watchman's over there sleeping and the enemy comes in and kills the people, it's on the watchman. Their blood's on their hand. So we're supposed to say, society, whew, it's dark. It's rough. But what does it need? It needs the light. It needs us. So we see here, for such a time as this, Jesus put us here. Just like He put those stars in place, He put us right here in 2025. And says, shine, baby, shine. All right? So we see that we must shine where Jesus puts us. Or we must bloom or bear fruit where Jesus planted us. How about that song? Right in the corner where you are. If we look at this world and the society that we live in, we can get discouraged. We've been learning in Sunday school how to be positive in a negative world. I get it. People could care less about God. People are doing their own thing. And sad thing is, a lot of Christians are. All right, but they're not shining. But that song, right in the corner where you are. So wherever I am, if it's in an intellectual setting, I don't belong there, but I'm going to shine. In the social setting, I'm going to shine. So we see that Jesus is the light for the intellectual world. Secondly, He's the light for the social world. Thirdly, He's even the light for the religious world. This is crazy in our time. I get it. Intellectual people, they're smart. They're too smart for God. That makes sense in my brain. Social, do wild, crazy things and post about it and live it up and just be crazy and act like they're hitting a God and eat, drink, and be merry like the Old Testament said. I get that society. But this one doesn't make sense to me. But Jesus is the light to the religious world. Why? Because they're in the religious world, and I'm just going to go right down through here. There's some people in the religious world that put more importance on Mary than Jesus. And they need the light. There's a people in the religious world that put more importance on that box right over there than they do Jesus. They need the light. There's people that put more importance on their good works. If my good outweighs my bad, I'll make it to heaven. Wrong answer. They need the light. Some religions out there, as long as I'm a member of this denomination or this church, I'm okay. Wrong. That denomination or that church did not die for you. Did not pay your way to heaven. So even the religious world needs us to shed the light. Again, I'm not saying be mean. Don't grab a denomination out there and say, okay, if you're a this, you're going to hell. You're going to split it wide open. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 straight to hell because you're a this. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, hey, just think about this. All right? I get it. Mary was a godly lady. She was picked by God to bear His Son. Wonderful lady. But she didn't die for you. All right? She didn't, tonight we're in chapter 27 of Matthew. I mean, it tells what our Savior went through to be crucified. The cat of nine tails, beat, speared, spat upon. Mary didn't do any of that for me. Jesus did. So even the religious world, we need to shed the light. So shine. Why? Because the Bible talks about He has put a new song in my heart. All right? I'm going to so shine. Jesus died for me. So we see that Jesus is the light for the intellectual world. He's for the social world. He's for the religious world. Next, Jesus is for the individual world. Those what we call me monsters? It's all about me. All right? It's all about me. You know what people that think that way need? They need Jesus. Right? He's the light for the individual world. It's all about me, baby. This is my little world. Individuality. Oh, buddy, we hear that a lot. Peculiarity. Right? We hear that. Personality. It's all about me. Well, what you need, sir or ma'am, is Jesus. Right? Then it'll be all about Him. Not all about you. Couple of verses on that. Philippians 2:12 says this: work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I get it. Jesus died for the world, but it's up to you individually, with your peculiarity and your individuality and your personality, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And you need the light shed. All right? So we see Romans 14:12. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. So we're not going to stand there as the world. We're going to stand there as an individual. So we need to shed the light on each individual. And here's, now all that obviously we can see. Dark intellectual people, dark social people, dark religious people, dark individuals, they all need the light. But when this day happens, we won't have to shine anymore. The sun can even take a break. The moon can take a break. The stars can take a break. Why? Because the Bible says Jesus is the light of heaven. Revelation 21:23. And the city had no need for the S-U-N, neither for the M-O-O-N, to shine. It is the glory of God did listen, lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. So right now, it's our responsibility. It's the sun's responsibility. It's the moon's responsibility. It's the stars' responsibility to shine. But when that trump sounds and tribulation's over and we get up there and everything's new heaven, new earth, there won't be a need for the sun. There won't be a need for the moon. And there won't even be a need for us to so shine. But until then, we're supposed to shine. So in conclusion, until we get to heaven, just like the sun's going to do its job, the moon's going to do its job, the stars are going to do its job, we as Christians should do our job. Shine to this intellectual world. Shine to the social world. Shine to the religious world. Shine to the individual world. And then let Jesus take care of it when we get into heaven. So, how about that song? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. One more. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. So, we see here, when we shine, you say, okay, I get it. And most people, they resist this, I guess, command a little bit. They're like, I'm a nervous person. I can't talk to people. I just don't know what I'm supposed to say. There's way more ways to shine than just giving the gospel. Right? Now, we're supposed to give the gospel. We ought to grow to that point. But you don't have to grow to that point till you can start shining. Just like there's, lights out there, they'll be moving them all over the place trying to get you to come to their event. I mean, it's so many millions of candle watts. Boom. I mean, Q-beam. Right? And those of you that, maybe deer hunt illegally, you got a little handheld illegal thing there. All right? It shines. And then you got, little small flashlights. And then you even got these little baby, lights here. We could have been doing this while ago. Let it shine till Jesus comes. We could have done that. Right? But there's a whole lot of ways to shine without having to give the gospel yet. So get involved in it. All right? Here's one. You can look different than the world. That's shining. Right? You can talk different than the world. I mean, today you go into a room and you're not going blankety, 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 or boop, 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 boop. They're like, what's wrong with you? Well, I'm just shining. I don't talk like that because I'm a Christian. How about you can react different? I mean, people at your job may throw things when the boss says something. And you just Do what you're told.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just shining.
Why aren't you mad?
Well, I'm just going to shine. We can react different. We can behave different. And then even if you are scared to talk, grab you a handful of those tracts out there. Leave them in the bathroom when you go to their bathroom at a restaurant. Leave them on the table if you're going to tip. If you're not going to tip, don't leave a Lighthouse Baptist Church tract, okay? But if you are going to tip, put some money in and leave it on the table. What are we doing? We're shining. Now, how about this? I really don't know what to say to you, but if you'll just come to church with me on Sunday, we got a preacher that never shuts up about being the light, and he can tell you, and I'll be glad to. All right? So we can shine without having to, what do you say, the foolishness of preaching? That's not just for me. Preaching is giving the gospel out, individual to individual, house to house, door to door, creature to creature. Right? So if you can't do that part, you can look different than the world. You can talk different than the world. You can react different than the world. You can behave different than the world. And I think you could muster up passing out a tract, or at least leaving one on the table. That's being involved. That's shining. What? The sun does it every day. Let there be light. And there's been light ever since. Let your light so shine. And we're supposed to be doing it ever since. I don't want him to catch me not shining. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. And Lord, we thank you, first of all, Lord, for creating heaven and creating earth. You created hell way later because it wasn't your will for anybody to go there. But Lord, you told the sun to do what it's supposed to do, and it's been doing it ever since. You told the moon and the stars what to do, and they've been doing it ever since. Lord, you've told us what to do. Lord, even the days we don't feel like it, even the days we don't see if it would help at all, Lord, the Bible talks about the darkest hour is right before that light comes. And I ask you to help us all, Lord, to be determined to let this little light of mine shine. In Jesus' name, let's all stand. Brother Derek's going to lead us the invitation. Altar's open. If you'd like to come pray, or if you'd like me to take the Word of God and show you how you can be saved, I'll be glad to. Brother Derek. I'll give you one little thing to think about and we'll be dismissed. Some of you probably, I've been coon hunting before. I don't know if you've ever been coon hunting before. But a good light is a necessity. Right? But what's even better is if you got it stuck on your head, you look up the tree. If your buddy over there's got one too and it's shining, and then the third guy, he's shining, it's a whole lot brighter. And so if we look in our intellectual world and our society and, you know, all the things that we have to live in, if all of us are shining, it's going to be a whole lot brighter. It's kind of like if you witness to a person, I've never heard that, or I don't believe that, things like that, and then somebody else witnessed to them, that's exactly what so-and-so said. Ha! Two lights. And then later on in life, some plant, some water, some reap. Another light. So let's do our part to shine where God put us. Amen. All right. Let's see here. Brother Andy, you dismiss some prayer.